Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com. Support for The Common comes from Bluey's Big Play. Join Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili in their first ever live stage show, a fun-filled show made for the whole family at the Box Center Wang Theater, May 18th and 19th. Tickets at boxcenter.org.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Steve Brown, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Daryl.
Excellent. How are things at the State House?
Things at the State House are getting a little bit busier. They're in budget season. The House will be coming out with their version of the budget in a couple of weeks. And then the Senate will do it next month. And then we should have a budget probably by the middle of July.
Okay. Sounds like we might have to check back in with you about that.
Absolutely.
Well, Steve, we're here for something else today. We at The Common have talked about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's rent control proposal, which basically aims to cap rent hikes at 10% with some exceptions. This proposal needs approval from both city and state legislators before it goes to the governor's desk to be signed into law. The city council approved it last month with an 11-2 vote. 11-2. That's pretty overwhelming, I would think.
Yes, it was.
With that vote, it went to the State House, which you cover as a WBUR senior reporter. So, Steve, let us know, what are you hearing on Beacon Hill about this rent control proposal?
I've been snooping around on this bill. You know, I followed it as it was down at City Hall just to, you know, see what's going on, waiting for it to be sent basically a couple blocks up the hill to the State House. It did arrive. It was filed the middle of March, and it still sits in the clerk's office. What I'm hearing, I've been asking around, it's going to be a heavy lift for supporters of this bill on Beacon Hill. It's got an uphill climb.
So I want to backtrack for a second, Steve, because I want to explain to folks the reason this rent control proposal has to go through the State House is because of something called a home rule petition. What is that?
Sure. You know, cities and towns, certain things that they want to do, they have to basically go to the State House and go, Mother, may I? Can we do this? And there are all sorts of home rule petitions that just pertain to, you know, one community. A common one that's been going through a lot lately has been many smaller towns that have boards of selectmen decide that they want to get a little more modern and call it the select board.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to make that change, those communities have to go to the State House and the legislature and the governor and say, hey, we want to change the board of selectmen to the select board. May we do that? They vote on it. That is so routine. They don't, you know, when I say they vote on it, they go, all in favor, say aye, opposed, no, the ayes have it. It goes. No, they don't count votes or spend a lot of time. But there are so many communities that are doing that right now. There are other things as well. But the Boston rent control or rent stabilization bill is a little more complex, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into it. Steve, I need you to level with me here. What are the odds that this petition makes it through Beacon Hill?
I think the odds are kind of low that they will make it, that it will make it through at least this session or next session. There's some precedent out there that some folks point to as an indicator that the legislature's just not ready to accept rent control.
Why is that?
A number of reasons. Of course, in 1994, the question of rent control went before voters. Now, granted, that's almost, you know, 29 years ago, but still, legislators, when things go before the voters, legislators are really reluctant to change that. They don't want to be seen as going against the will of the voters, even though this vote was taken 29 years ago. So there has been not a favorable approach to rent control on Beacon Hill, and Boston's now looking for that exemption.
And I understand there was a 2020 vote that kind of complicates all of this.
Yeah, that it was an amendment on an economic development bill in the height of the pandemic back in 2020, if you remember that far back. There was an amendment that was made from the floor that would have allowed cities and towns to adopt some form of rent control. And the sponsor of that bill, Representative Mike Conley of Cambridge, called for and got a roll call on this amendment. And the amendment was defeated, only 23 votes for the amendment. There's 160 members of the House. The amendment really got swamped. Obviously, that amendment didn't become part of the law. But what it did is it put a marker down. Many representatives who were there in 2020 are still there now. Many of them voted no. And so if they were to change their vote, then they would have to explain to their constituents, why did you vote no then, but now you're voting yes? So when a vote goes on record like that, it kind of casts the mold for what's going on. Now, things can change. You know, I can think of many things. Casino gambling was one where one year they've all voted no, and then the next year they all voted yes. But there was a change in the leadership and things like that. So it does happen, but I don't see it happening on this particular issue.
And you have a clip for us from Aaron Mikowicz?
That's right. He was the, and he still is, the House Ways and Means Chairman, very powerful position. And during the debate back in 2020, he got up and spoke against the amendment.
In the aftermath of the 1994 vote, which eliminated rent control, this body has continuously supported the production and preservation of affordable housing. Just last year, we authorized a $1.8 billion affordable housing bond bill. That bill was passed and helped create it. Thousands of affordable housing units and apartments today.
So that seems to be the way the legislature would like to tackle the housing crisis, which is, you know, everybody admits it. The housing crisis in Massachusetts is there. It's not an imaginary thing. But the sentiment seems to be, let's tackle the bigger problem of supply and make sure we get more units available, as opposed to putting a cap on those units that are out there right now.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Steve.
Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mom, Dad's playing with us!
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there.
Bluey! A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. How does the home rule petition work for Boston in this particular situation?
Sure, first-year Representative Sam Montano filed the bill on behalf of the city. It will eventually go to a committee that will hold public hearings for it. Now, I'm sure the mayor will be up to endorse this piece of legislation, and then we'll see what will happen. Sam Montano is very optimistic that this will pass.
We just need to dispel the preconceptions, the early fires that have been started that, you know, are fear-mongering and not true and representative of the actual work that the bill will do. And when you have those conversations and build those relationships and have those transaction, those like opportunities to interact with folks, they'll see that, you know, it's not quite as scary as they think it is. It's not going to have the impacts on development that we're being told it will. And it also won't impact the quality of the housing that folks who are renting will be able to have.
Sam Montano knows that they have their work cut out for them to try to convince their colleagues that they should support this.
And how about others on Beacon Hill?
I've talked to a few reps who feel that maybe this is not the right way to do it. Again, they want to address the larger issue of housing supply in Massachusetts. They also want to make sure that just the city of Boston itself doesn't bear the brunt of being the only place to get affordable rental housing. They would like to see other communities step up to the plate and provide additional inventory for affordable housing, particularly housing near transit stops and things like that.
What do you think this signals or should signal to other municipalities considering their own rent control proposals?
I think a lot of them will probably be wise to just kind of hold off. And you know, you don't want to put forth another proposal like this if the first one is not gaining any traction. It's best to keep your powder dry and wait to see if maybe over the coming years, people are more receptive to rent control or rent stabilization. That's always a possibility. One thing about home rule petitions that I think it's important to point out is that you really have about a 4-year window in the legislature to try to talk to your colleagues and try to convince them that this is the way to go. The reason why I say 4 years, the way a home rule petition works is when it's filed, it is good through the rest of this legislative session, which will end December 31st of 2024. Now, say the home rule petition doesn't pass before then, the supporters of this, the city, can say, okay, well, we're going to try again. We'll file it again. It does not have to go back to the city council. It doesn't have to go back to square one down at City Hall. It will still be good for the next legislative session, which will run till the end of 2026. So they basically have 4 years to get their act together and try to convince people to do this. Now, if it doesn't get passed by that second legislative session, then the city would have to go back to square one, convince their city councilors to support this, have the mayor support this. But that's a long way down the road.
What solutions do these legislators who oppose Boston's rent control proposal, what do they have for the city's current housing crisis? What kind of solutions do they have to address these high rents, these high rent increases, and just how hard it is to be a tenant in this city?
I think they're going to be looking to pieces of legislation that will increase the amount of housing stock, affordable housing stock. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of buildings being built, but these are high-end apartments that you're seeing around and about. So I think they're going to be looking for, and I think the governor's on board with this as well, as a more holistic solution, not just, you know, a one targeted thing in Boston, but something that gets more affordable housing units into more communities, including Boston, that people will be able to live in and afford the rent.
Understood. Well, Steve, thank you so much. We'll be watching for your coverage, you know, also seeing whatever you got for the budget coming up. So thank you so much for coming through. We really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Daryl.
That's WBUR senior reporter Steve Brown. And that's our show for today. Thank you so, so, so much for listening to The Common. If you have any thoughts on rent control in Boston, please hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBURTheCommon. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.